Case number 10,232, Edwin Jacobson, east of Road 357, east of Marshy Hope Way, being Lot 30 within W. Glenn Newton Development, a variance from rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Edwin F. Jacobson, 40862 Robert.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here for variance to the rear yard setback on a residential property. Basically, what happened is we built this house, got all our final inspections, got our house location survey through the review at the county. They advised the surveyor that they needed some more information. We had a second survey done. The surveyor went back out there and submitted a second survey. Realized we were in violation of the rear yard setback by 0.4 of a foot on one side of the house. I assume you all have the house location survey, or location survey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We all have it.
And again, basically, we have a situation, the picture will show that we have a house with two three-level decks on either side. And what was subsequently found that we were in violation by 0.4 of a foot on one of the decks and 0.9 of a foot on the other deck. Looking back on this, I can probably figure out what happened. I think we assumed the rear lot line was a straight across lot line. In reality, it varied almost 2 feet in its from side to side, front to back. I mean, that probably led my carpenters to believe that it was a straight across lot, and that basically, we thought we had the right to build out into that area where subsequently we found we didn't. And if you look at the diagram, you can see that we've got cantilever decks. These are not decks that are just that are built out to the lot line. They are projecting out over the lot line, over the setback line, on one side 10 inches, roughly 10 inches, the other side roughly 6 inches. And again, I inquired whether there's an administrative process to do this, where in a lot of jurisdictions there are, but when it's under a foot, but in this jurisdiction, we have to come to you. And in other jurisdictions, I know just from experience that they measure the rear yard setbacks to the posts, supporting posts on a deck. And your jurisdiction is different. You measure it literally to the edge of the structure, which in this case is the railings and a few inches of the deck. Basically, I'm asking you to for a rear yard setback, for a variance, so that I don't have to tear off the rear part of all these decks.
Okay, sir.
That answers your question. Yes, that has been proposed. It is, that we could, in planning and zoning, approve up to a 1 foot variance without coming here, but that's under advisement now. You heard right. You heard correct.
Who's your builder?
Myself.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Portman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Do
there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10232. As I don't believe it will adversely affect adjacent or neighboring properties. It's a minimum variance to afford relief. And it won't alter the sense of care to the neighborhood, in my opinion.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 10232. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Case number 10,000.